From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Each week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest growing metro areas. Real leaders, real insights, right now. Welcome to Invest Insights. In today's episode, I speak with David Zellers, the Director of Commerce for Montgomery County in Pennsylvania, on how they are addressing the local business community's needs in these unprecedented times. This podcast was recorded on May 8th, 2020. Financing and access to funds has been on everyone's mind. And I know Montgomery County had done its phase one or round one for the Montco Strong Small Business Grant Program that was met with a lot of interest, so much so that you now had to introduce round two, which is $5 million in economic development funds. Tell us about the lessons that you learned through round one, why round two, who can apply, and how.
Well, Abby, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to speak today with you about this and with the all the folks who will watch the video. The Montco Strong Grant Program in round one was a tremendous success, and round two is going to be even more successful. We're fortunate, first of all, to have not $1 million for round two, but $5 million. And what we really learned in round one, first and foremost, was the importance of ensuring that our small business community has equitable access to these funds. So we've done a lot in this round. One, announcing the program yesterday, Wednesday, March 6th, but we're not taking applications until Wednesday, May 13th. And that was done because we want to give people time to prepare, time to understand the guidelines. We're also working to target smaller businesses in this case. So businesses that are eligible are those with 30 or less full-time and part-time employees as of March 23rd, 2020. We've introduced a tiered award system similar to what our colleagues in the city of Philadelphia did with their grant program. And we've also made sure to emphasize minority, women-owned, and veteran-owned businesses in round two. It's really important for small businesses to have access to these funds right now. And we're going to keep reviewing every opportunity we have as a county to provide this kind of relief to our small business community, because that in turn translates to supporting all of our residents and all 62 of our municipalities as well.
Right. You know, the economy does not stop as the county borders, and the greater Philadelphia region is incredibly interconnected. Tell us about the regional collaborations that you're currently working on.
Yeah, it's from the start of this. Montgomery County was the first county in Pennsylvania put under COVID-19 mitigation guidance on March 12th, 2020. And by that Sunday, we had the first call of our region's economic development leaders, knowing it was not going to stop with just one county. Delaware County was the next one put under guidance. And within the following week, we all were. And so we've had weekly calls, myself and my counterparts from the city of Philadelphia and the other neighboring counties. And that group has grown now to over 24 organizations being represented. Everything from our industrial resource center to our small business development centers to the lead economic development agencies in each of the counties in the city, as well as our partners in innovation and technology, our partners in the tourism industry, which is a huge, huge industry for greater Philadelphia and will continue to be. And it's a shared understanding amongst all of us that our workforces move between counties every day. Our businesses, so many of our large employers, their facilities are spread out across the region. And also, our economy here is well primed to be instrumental in not just the regional recovery, but the national. We are a leader in the life sciences industry. Montgomery County alone has a location quotient of over 4 for the biomedical sector. Our healthcare sector here is second to none. We're a center of excellence for life sciences, as I mentioned. Our education sector is critical. Our finance sector. And we are still one of the strongest places in the world for manufacturing. Montgomery County has had the most manufacturing jobs in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania for the last several years. So we know we have the elements there, along with, again, the tremendous destinations and events that will come back as we move forward through this, that our hospitality and tourism industry take great advantage of. But we have to have that conversation regionally. And also to make sure we have a strong united voice with our policymakers in Harrisburg and Washington, D.C. Southeast Pennsylvania generates 2/5 of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania's economy on only 5% of its land mass. We are generating nearly that, and with about 1/3 of the state's population. So we want to be leaders. We have our hand extended, as always, to our partners in Harrisburg and Washington, D.C. to be a sounding board, to provide ideas, and to work together. And it starts here in the region. All of us being united sends a strong message about that.
I wanted to circle back to the emphasis that you guys have in the county on life sciences and biomedical research. What role is that playing right now, given the pandemic we find ourselves in?
Well, it's interesting because so often some of the headlines you see about who's leading the way on vaccines, on treatments, it's here in Montgomery County. It's here in Southeast Pennsylvania. And that's because of the workforce that we have, the investments that we have, these great companies that are leading the way. And great companies, too. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our manufacturing sector that have retooled to provide the PPE for our first responders, for our healthcare system, the great hospital networks that we have here, the medical researchers. All these things are coming together. We have been fortunate here. Our hospital systems haven't seen some of the surges that we prepared for. We were smart and we got ready for those things. And we're continuing to address this in really smart, scientific, fact-based ways to make sure that we manage the public health crisis and prepare as we move forward to get back to the new normal, I guess is what we're calling it now. But do it the right way, do it the smart way.
And talking about that reopening, obviously the state of Pennsylvania is very diverse. And the population pockets, the metro areas are all very different. The governor has announced that 24 counties will begin to shift from the red phase to the yellow phase. But Montgomery County might be delayed because of the number of cases you've seen and a number of factors. What can we prepare ourselves for as we face reopening in Montgomery County?
That's a great question. And it's so important to be thinking about those things. And that's for us at the county and, again, all of our partners in the region. That's where our conversation is going. How can we educate and support our businesses as we think about the day when we move from what the state calls the red phase to the yellow phase? And then eventually to that green phase as well, where we see things return back to something more like what we saw pre-COVID-19. It really starts with credible information. It starts with continuing to evaluate all the programs and resources that we have to provide businesses so that we're staying ahead of the curve of what they might need or different economic conditions as things warrant. And it is really, again, about just, being a good, honest broker of information. We want to work as a region to make sure that if you're a restaurant owner or a shop owner in Bucks County, you have similar information as someone in Chester County or in the city of Philadelphia or Montgomery County. That's going to give our businesses confidence. It's going to give our workforce confidence and consumers confidence. That we're as we make that turn, and also it is about protecting people and keeping them healthy and keeping them safe. And the more we can do together on that, the more we can do to keep people focused on that bigger picture. It's important. For example, this month is Mental Health Awareness Month, and some folks will say that's not really your typical economic development topic, but it very much is right now. We need to make sure that everybody is taking time for themselves, taking time to be supportive of others. As the chair of our board of commissioners, she said several times during the daily briefings they do, it's okay to not be okay right now. It's a very difficult situation. So for us in the economic development community, we want to have empathy and be supportive to the businesses and the communities that we're working with. Be a good ear, be a good friend, and keep giving them that credible and accurate information and the right guidance so that when we do make that move from red to yellow, one of the concerns is with those transitions, could there be flare-ups in cases? Could you actually end up having to take a step back, to red again? But if we do it the right way and we do it the smart way, we're going to keep moving forward. And that's what matters most.
And should our viewers want to find out more information about Montgomery County and the Montco Strong program, where would you direct them?
So our county website's a great place to go. We have a Commerce Department homepage. We also have a COVID-19 data hub on the county website that's, again, it's the public health information. It's the business and workforce information. It's information really across the board. We've been a leader on that as a county. And our partners at the county level, too. I'd be remiss if I didn't thank all of our chambers of commerce who help us at the county disseminate information to their members, our Valley Forge Tourism Convention Board. I have this T-shirt above my shoulder here. This is a fundraiser they did, our Montco Strong T-shirt. to help support, the food banks right now and the other frontline organizations that are providing the daily support people need so they can get information through their tourism board and our chambers of commerce. We have so many great partners. That's really what it's all about for us, these great partnerships that we have to spread the word, to let people know it's going to be okay. We're going to get through this. Here's all the things that are out there to help you right now and to keep everybody focused on the future and what it's going to look like. This county and this region, it is poised for great things. It always is. And we're going to get through this and then we're going to be stronger for it moving ahead.
Message we all need to hear right now.
You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.